And on the live line with us is State Assemblyman Jim Wood. Jim, great to have you back with us.
Good to talk to you. Good morning.
So let's talk about Senate Bill 1125. First of all, here's how I understand, and I'm hoping you can help educate us this morning. So up until this legislation would go into effect, there are certain health centers that can only bill for one visit a day. And so, for example, if someone has a medical issue and they also have a mental health issue, they can be seen by doctors in the same day, but those same doctors cannot bill Medi-Cal for both visits in the same day. What's up with that? Why is that true?
Well, actually, there's a little bit more of a nuance to that. You could actually, if you're at a federally qualified health center or a rural clinic, you could actually be seen by your medical doctor. You could also be seen by a dentist, but you couldn't be seen by a mental health professional. That's the unique part of this, is that for whatever reason, we are carved out of allowing the mental health professional to bill on that day where other health professionals, multiple of them, could bill on the same day.
That seems very strange, and obviously it does to you too, and that's why you've co-authored this bill.
Well, it's why I authored a bill in 2015 to actually change this myself, and we moved it through the process, and as it was tied to another bill, it was a part of a bill, and we got word from the administration that they would veto the bill if that language was still in there. And it was very disappointing. So we, you know, rather than risk a veto and lose the entire bill,
we
did amend it out. Yeah. So,
I want to applaud all the work that you've done in the medical industry. You've taken on primary care doctors in California, overcharges in the dental industry. You've also tried to tackle the opioid crisis. And this bill actually helps with the opioid crisis because you're going to get people help quicker, and that can help them with disease of drug addiction.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can intervene when sort of the iron is hot, you've got a better chance to be successful. And you know, when you can keep people out of an emergency room, that's a really big deal, and that's a huge savings for the entire system. But it's also much better for the patient.
It's easier on the patient. There's no question about it. Nobody wants to be in the ER for any reason. Yeah.
No, and God forbid, you know, we actually have an overdose, you know, that might come from that. That an overdose costs about $92,000 in
to
the
treat.
ER.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels to me like the current policy is penny wise and pound foolish. With a large number of people who have some behavioral health issues, we could be addressing these earlier and getting them the care they need much quicker, and we're simply not doing it.
It's obviously a very important subject, and I think it really lends even more weight to how important our mental health is on our medical health, too.
Absolutely. So, I think at the end of the day, if, like I said, if we can get people to treatment sooner, the outcomes are going to be better. It's better for everyone.
And where do we stand? Where does this, Senate Bill 1125, what's the next step?
Well, that bill will be up in committee on the 25th of April, so next week in the Senate. I suspect it will fly through the Senate. My bill in 2015 flew through all the policy committees. It wasn't until we got to the very end that we realized the administration didn't like what we were doing and had to make the change. So we also have an author who is now the president of the Senate. And my hope is that maybe that a little additional clout might have a little influence on how this bill ultimately is played out.
And here we are 6 months past the wildfires, a little more than 6 months now, Jim. And how's recovery going? What's still being worked on in Sacramento?
Well, a lot of things are being worked on. We're still working with the administration on some of the needs, things about tax revenue, what can we use to rebuild, what resources can we get?
Yeah.
I have a bill related to the ADA funding for schools, how we can get some backfill there. There's a lot going on. In addition to that, we're looking at a whole series of insurance reforms. We've realized, obviously, that people are were underinsured.
Boy, have we. Yeah.
You know, and so there's about 12 or 13 insurance reform bills there. So our work on a broad variety of these issues is continuing.
Yeah, recovery takes a very long time. We're finding out the why of all of that just now. Yeah. But glad to hear that the work is continuing in Sacramento. Jim, great to talk to you. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
That is Assemblyman Jim Wood of Santa Rosa, Democrat from Santa Rosa.